backing track to Mind Games here. Of course, before this, I played Wendy and Bonnie from their album Genesis doing You Keep Hanging Up on My Mind. The Tiffany Shade with Would You Take My Mind Out for a Walk? You know what? My entire being needs a walk because I'm wearing a leg brace and I need some walking in there. Zebra with I've Made My Mind Up. Pixies with Where Is My Mind? That was there to cleanse the palate. And Carolina on My Mind. Wait, no. Carolina in My Mind. There we go. You can make anything better with the Everly Brothers. Just add Everly Brothers. You know which version I like of that song is James Taylor was on the Colbert Report several years ago, and Stephen Colbert loves to sing. And he did a version with James Taylor that was so good. And I just have a version of it. I think I probably saw it live. I found a version on YouTube, and it's not a clip of the show. It's just the audio. And there's all sorts of uproarious laughter. So like clearly they're showing some kind of hilarious visuals in the background or flashing text that's going along with the lyrics. But the song was great. Stephen has a wonderful voice, as does James, of course. Okay, so we got some shows coming up after this one. Don't go anywhere. You know the drill. Up next, Richard Wigg with the Wig Out. Following Richard, Harry Parmenter with the Fun House. So you're going to stay for those. If you're in Vegas, let me know because that's where I am right now. And I want to see you if you're here. So that's what's going on. Enjoy your week. And I guess I'll see you 1 week from tonight. Thanks for checking my show out. This is Becky signing off with Bubblegum OD. I'm going to end with a song by my namesake. It is called Pay No Mind. Good night, everybody.
This song, too, on the album. This is the album right here. Burn the album.
Tonight, the city is full of morgues, and all the toilets are overflowing. There's shopping malls coming out of the walls as we walk out among the manure. That's why I pay no mind. I pay no mind. I pay no mind. Give the finger to the rock and roll singer as he's dancing upon your paycheck. The sails climb high through the garbage pail sky like a giant dildo crushing the sun. That's why I pay no mind. Sleep and slime. I just got signed. So get out your lead pipe dreams. Get out your 10-foot flags. The insects are huge and the poison's all been used. And the drugs won't kill your day job. Honey, that's why I pay no mind. I pay no mind. I pay no mind. We'll be right back. I can see by the look on your face that you've got ringworm. I'm very sorry, but I have to tell you that you've got ringworm. It's a very common disease. Actually, you're very lucky to have ringworm, because you may have had something else. You've got ringworm.
Wig out. I'm Richard Wig, blasting them out here on the Rockin' Soul stream on WFMU. That is the Five Canadians writing on the wall. 1966 out of San Antonio. Yeah, that's right. The geographically confusingly deceptively named Five Canadians. Early in the discovery stage, some of us thought that the Five Canadians were Canadian. That's because this record was also issued on Stone Records as a 45, and it was also issued on a Canadian comp. It was a comp of other Canadian concussors. And so some of us thought, man, the Five Canadians, like the five Americans being American, are Canadian. But no, they're from San Antonio. All right, Crusher, San Antonio Terror. Yeah, writing on the wall. All right, welcome to Swingin' Sundays. I want to thank Becky for a great show, Bubblegum OD, at 7 p.m. Here we are at the 8 o'clock hour, Wiggin' Out. Dipping out 8 to 9 p.m. And then at 9, we got Harry. He's coming with the fun house to close down the weekend. The weekend ends here with Harry. All right. Took a week off last week. Thank you, Glennis, for a great show of Canadian concussors. I guess we started off with a fake Canadian concussor. Faux Canadian concussor there with the Five Canadians. All right. This one goes out by request. Goes out to Eric.
See the way, see the way. Like you to be my wife. Now There's nothing but a sense. to do. Live and die, that's all I gotta do. I can wear my hair long if I really want to. I don't tell nobody what to do, and I expect the same from you.
Really gotta be, yeah. The Barons from Fort Worth on Torch. Yeah, they had a couple of great singles in the mid-60s there, 66, 67. That one's from 66. All right, we have the Brain Train, straight from the Sunset Strip, 1967. Black Roses, a 45 on Titan Records. And you might recall that or might sound familiar to you as a Clear Light song. Well, it is. The Brain Train later morphed into Clear Light, and that's the original initial issue of that flip side of their classic Me. Yeah, the Brain Train. We had from San Francisco the Beau Brummels, 1965, Don't Talk to Strangers. A 45 on Autumn Records that seemed like it was going to be a big hit, but then Autumn Records went bankrupt. Sold to Warner Brothers, and it was not to be for the Beau Brummels, man. I felt sorry for them, because they had a great run right out of the gate there with those first couple of singles, and then just lost their momentum when Autumn Records went under. Oh, yeah. From Amarillo, zigzagging here from Texas to other places, The Kitchen Sink, 1966. Determination on LHI Records, Lee Hazelwood Records. The Kitchen Sink started off life as the Yalls, who we played a couple of weeks ago. And there's their, I think, their first 45, Determination, as The Kitchen Sink. The Living Ends from New Jersey, 1965. Self-Centered Girl. You might know that from The Liars. And that's their only 45 on Hudson Records there, The Living Ends. From Louisville, 1967. The Alphabetical Orders. Plural, apparently. Their version of Under My Thumb by The Stones. Yeah, original Stones song there, Under My Thumb, 1967. The flip is a version of Little Red Book, so The Alphabetical Orders there, with a hip set list and picking two of their better numbers for their first 45 on Lemco Records. Yeah, Lemmy Lemco, yeah. The Royal Guardsmen from their first 45, Leaving Me, 1967. It's a flip of Baby Let's Wait. And yes, that is the Snoopy versus the Red Baron, guys. Yeah, and that we played that from a Mexican EP on Gamma Records after Snoopy versus the Red Baron hit it big. They put out a 4-song EP, and I guess the other 2 songs that they had were Baby Let's Wait and Leaving Me. Yeah, Mexican EP of the week. Yeah, we started off, we went Down Under for Down Under Destroyer, the Black Diamonds. See the Way, 1966, from Sydney on Festival Records. That was requested like 3 years ago by Eric in Portland. So we finally got a copy of it here at the Wigwam. It's the flip of Want, Need, Love. And so we flipped it over and played See the Way. Yeah. All right. You're tuned to the Wig Out here. I'm Richard Wig, honored to be blasting out the blastables here every week, part of Swing and Sundays, on the Rock and Soul stream here on WFMU. Yeah, from the Bunker Studio in downtown San Diego. Oh, yeah. let's go to Rochester for some sneer and some snot.
playing on the silver screen. A number one celebrity.
That's the Kurova's Milkshake from Moscow. Factory, a 45 from 2013 on the New York label Chickpea Records. Oh yeah, love the Kurova's Milkshake. We played something from them a couple of months ago from one of their LPs. They sounded very Trogs-like there. Here they sound a little freakish, beatish. Yeah, Factory, Kurova's Milkshake. And then prior to that, we had The Basement Wall from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 1967. Never existed on the Senate label. I believe that's their only 45. And I like the double, triple negative there in the chorus. Could never care for you any more than not if you had never not existed. Yeah. All right. And then from Rochester, The Low Spirits, from a 2021 45, their first 45, Gonna Make You Cry. Some sneer and some snot, courtesy of the fine folks at Calico Wally Records. Yeah. Speaking of fine folks, you, Wigsters, thanks for hanging out tonight on the Wig Out. Yeah, I love blasting them out here from the Bunker Studio in downtown San Diego at the Wigwam. Yeah. All right, baby. We're going to get into a set of some more international stuff here. I think we kind of jetted the globe a little bit here for a couple of those. We're going to go back to Mexico. Here's Los Chihuas, Changing in the Colors of Light.
Saber vivir en la vida lo mejor, con dinero no lo comprarás. Los colores ya van a cambiar, con el tiempo se van a acabar. Mira, mira cómo cambia, mira cómo vive.
la vida te da más si la sabes tú vivir feliz. Los colores ya van a cambiar, con el tiempo se van a acabar. Mira, mira cómo cambia, mira cómo brilla y se mueve. Quiero yo decir que la vida te da más si la sabes tú vivir feliz. Los colores ya van a cambiar, con el tiempo se van a acabar. Mira, mira cómo cambia, mira cómo brilla y se mueve. Los colores ya van a cambiar, con el tiempo se van a acabar. Mira cómo los colores ya van a
tanti fantasmi intorno a me, che solo il fumo mi può far vedere. Mio Dio. Il primo whisky no, non lo volevo bere come te. Ridevano di lei, mi ha detto forse un uomo butta giù. Piano mi sono ridotto qui, non ricordo nemmeno dove sto. Ogni bicchiere mi sembra bucato, mio Dio. So dov'è, ma la sera mangio sempre solo, mio Dio.
venite intorno a me, sedetevi perché il tempo se ne va. Il mondo non mi ama, ma cosa può durare e chi già se ne va. È passata in fretta questa vita, la fede nella pace ormai perduta. E per questo dico a voi che sarete gli occhi miei, portate per insegna una bandiera celeste come il cielo in primavera. In nome della pace amatevi perché il treno della morte non aspetta. E per questo faccio a voi la mia confessione ormai. Voi invece di piangere ora andate, gli altri già cominciano a
Bobcat 65 from Gijón, Spain. Solo Tenías Que Te Date. All right. On Columbia Records, yeah. That is part of a split EP with The Routes from Japan. Yeah, I know we played, I think, all four songs from that EP a couple of months ago when we got that here, when that came out. Oh, man, we're going to keep playing it. Hasn't been refiled yet. It stayed here in the studio, so we'll play some more tracks from that in the coming weeks. From Brazil, 2008, As Hashishins from São Paulo, Depois de um LSD. Their debut 45 on Groovy Records, a great Portugal label there. Find all the records from As Hashishins. They've got a couple of LPs and a couple of singles. Oh, man, we don't play enough As Hashishins here. We're gonna have to rectify that here at the Wig Out. Oh, man, going to Italy here for a couple. From Milan, I Bisonte Crudel, 1967, 45 on City Records. They had a number of 45s in the 60s, and that's that one. Killer fuzz, a little bit of a Eastern psychedelic bent to it. Oh, man. And we had I Jaguars from 1966, Il Treno della Morte on the CDB label. That is, of course, Russian Spy and I. And longtime listeners here at the Wig Out, you Wigsters, man, you may know, you may recall, we love Russian Spy and I here at the Wig Out. Have a little bit of a collection here at the Wigwam, played a number of versions over the years. That is a song that I think should have been a hit. A number of people thought that it would be, could be a hit, and it just wasn't. It's been recorded a number of times, just never stuck. I like those songs, sort of like... what's another one? Out of Sight, Out of Mind is another one that was recorded by a number of groups and then just never did what you think it should. All right. From Genova, also from Italy, 2023, I Fenomeni from their LP on Psych Out Records, and that's Vono in Cenere that we played. Apologies for my Italian pronunciation or lack thereof. And we started off that set from Ciudad Juarez, Los Chihuahuas. From 1968 is when that came out on a single. We have it from a 69 EP, Changes in the Colors of Life, on the MuseArt label. That is our other Mexican EP of the week. All right, let's hear for the Mexican EP of the week. Yeah, baby. Oh, man, that brings us to the end of the Wig Out. We were just getting going, it seems like. Oh, yeah. You are tuned to the WFMU Rockin' Soul Radio Stream. As I said, Richard Wig here, honored to be blasting out the Blastables here every week. U.S., Canadian, international. We know no borders here at the Wig Out. Yeah. All right. I'm going to clear it out here in a sec. We got Harry coming up at the top of the hour with the Funhouse. Expect the unexpected. And then we got one last one here. We're going to take it out with an instrumental from Lima, Peru, Los Belkings. This is an unexpected instrumental version of The Grassroots Feelings, which is a great 1968 fuzz marimba number. So they turn it into a fuzz marimba instrumental here. You can find that on a 45 on Vire Records. Sentimentos is what it's called. So less yak in, more track in. All right, closing it out here with Los Belkings. We'll be back next week, Wigsters. Same wig time, same wig channel.
and the words have just begun when they disappear into the wind. I could never understand, I didn't listen. I'm too busy watching grass moving to the rhythm of the waves. Footsteps from passers-by, shouts from the tennis courts, radios blaring through the open window. There are questions I should ask, but I don't bother. Leave them to somebody else. I'd rather watch the flies at play.
To the Fun House. I'm your host, Harry Parmenter, and you can expect the unexpected on our descent into the maelstrom as we careen through the darkness of the midnight soul. So buy the ticket and take the ride into the Fun House.
The Fun House.
We'll be right back.